7. 8 tiny playful donkeys are some of Norfolk's most unusual and adorable therapy animals.
Pippin loves playing football and scrumping apples. Pixie loves ginger biscuits and having her photo taken. Rubik is mischievous and clever. Bo Peep is especially good with people who are poorly. Alfie is cuddly and loves rolling in mud. Millie loves carrots. And Saffron, the matriarch of the family, loves her bottom being scratched. Meet the mini donks, who are all brilliant at giving people a boost in difficult times. Sarah McPherson set up social enterprise Miniature Donkeys for Wellbeing 4 years ago after losing her mum to dementia and looking after her dad, who has vascular dementia and Alzheimer's. She saw how her pet miniature donkeys brought them joy as they struggled with illness. She now takes her gentle little donkeys to community groups across Norfolk and Suffolk. They visit people in care homes, nursing homes, dementia groups, special schools and similar organisations, and can make a special appearance at weddings, parties, fetes and funerals. The donkey's first call was to the nursing home where Sarah's parents were both living, and in the following 4 years, they brightened up thousands of lives. Their secret is very simple. They make people happy. Gentle, affectionate, soft and playful, they can cut through the confusion and loneliness of dementia or illness for a few precious minutes. A team of 12 volunteers helps Sarah, who lives in South Norfolk. Steph Collingbourne joined after losing her grandfather to dementia and said, "When we enter a room with the mini donks, the surprised looks and huge smiles on people's faces make it such a joy to do." Sarah is always keen to hear from new volunteers interested in helping with the donkeys, the visits, admin or fundraising, which includes the chance to adopt a donkey. Find out more by visiting minidonks.org.uk or meet the herd on June the 26th on the green beside Cromer's Runton Road car park, where they will be supporting a fundraiser. Or on July 24th, they will be outside the Forum in Norwich to launch their fundraising recipe book, helped by Richard Hughes and the Assembly House team.